Yo, what up? What up? Welcome back. Welcome back to the Players Podcast. Our podcast. The podcast for the players. The Player Podcast. Player. The Player Podcast. Hey, the Players Podcast. What's going down, man? We back in the thing, Player Podcast. We got wifey in this thing, Player Podcast.
Hey y'all.
Player Podcast, player, the Player Podcast. So look, man, we back,
nigga, and damn, nigga,
we got to start off with this. Get this old wild shit out the way, nigga. It's tragic. Horrible.
Tragic.
Horrific.
Mm-hmm.
We had another mass shooting out here in Denver. I know the people in these other states probably like, man, Colorado, man, what the hell's going on out there? Y'all
niggas.
They
crazy as hell. Yeah. Always shooting people. It's
y'all
not funny.
Killing each other.
Like, Jesus.
It's not funny, but damn, I know that shit looks a certain way. It's got to. Just being from here, it's like, goddamn, nigga, I gotta chill out there, man.
Right, we'd be like mass shootings, and it'd be like Colorado, like damn.
Cause real shit, yeah, it ain't us in the hood, man. Like, nigga.
Hopefully, they don't come to the hood.
Hey, look, if they come to the hood, they got some problems now, though.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas ain't finna play with their ass.
But that's the problem. You don't know who they are. They just be like this crazy guy in Boulder. You know, you just start shooting people in the parking lot.
Niggas. Oh my God. So we saw a video. There was a dude. He did like a, it was probably like a 3-hour live. We didn't watch the whole live. You know what I'm saying? But we was looking at the live and shit. And God damn, he went in the King Supers like before the police or anybody was there. He was already there. Right?
Yeah.
And he went up in there, man. And God damn, it was people laid out, shot, damn near dead or probably already dead.
Like, yeah, before he even went into the store, yeah, like he done shot two people. They were laid out on the street, like,
damn,
man, that's sad. Condolences to all the families, like, seriously, because I never want to experience nothing like that for real.
Definitely.
In the situation or anybody like I know in the situation, you know, that doesn't make it out or something, I don't want to experience that.
Yeah.
And I just
definitely not
pray that the families, you know, get some comfort, because that's horrible.
Yeah, what makes a person do that, man? You know what I'm saying? You come out and you just like, damn, man.
Right.
For
like,
nothing, though. People that you don't even know that never did nothing to you.
Right. You're just like, okay, let me go to the grocery store. Okay, I'm going to shoot everybody I see just because I'm having a bad day.
Yeah.
And I want you to have a bad day and everybody else. Like, what? Who does that? When I have a bad day.
Damn, nigga, that shit was horrible, bro.
Mm.
I was like, damn, nigga. So, you know, just for everybody else that's in the world, you know what I'm saying, outside of Colorado, nigga. You know, it ain't like that, nigga. In the urban areas, they don't be doing that in our spots. They don't do that. You know what I'm saying? You may hear some shit. I guess the closest thing that happened to us was probably Century 16.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Century 16 was fucked
up. But
that's
up. Like
what's up? Hey, what up, Mona? It's my little sister. What you doing, nigga? What up, Sierra? You and them damn eyes, nigga. You. Always with the eyes. My bad for everybody that's listening to the playback. I hopped on the live, so you know, we got people bouncing in. You know, I was there. You was there. You was where? At the theater? Oh shit, nigga. Hell nah. Sierra. Nigga. Hey, so was you in the which one was it?
Century 16.
I know, but was you in the actual
like the Batman?
The showing? Yeah, that actual one.
The girl I worked with, she actually died.
I remember you telling me that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She literally left work to go to the movies and ended up dying. Like,
left work early, got Damn. He hold on. He shot her?
He's, yeah, she's she one died.
Yeah, man. It's fucked up. Should be happening, though. You know what I'm saying? Yep, Theater 9. Damn. Damn, Sierra. I didn't know that. I didn't know that shit, my nigga. I'm glad you made it out of there. Fuck, nigga, that's some scary shit. Just, man, a motherfucker come, everybody sitting down, chilling.
Right, and then someone crazy and, come in there.
Nigga.
Mm. I'll probably be crying, see, like, no, I'm
see, but that's the same thing. Like, you out of your, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't have to be on guard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you, just like the grocery shop and shit, my nigga, I'm in here trying to get some rice and chicken.
Not get hit by no bullets.
That's the shit that, see, that's why niggas have guns, for sure. That's why niggas have guns, but.
But there's only so much you could do. Like, if someone comes in there with an assault rifle, like, and magazines, like, ready to fucking just, you know?
And if you're supposed to, you know.
Go. There's really nothing you could do.
Nothing you can do, man. She said, I appreciate that. Definitely fucked up. Caused trauma, anxiety, etc. She was like, it's crazy to think of what happened in Boulder. I need a few on me now. Nigga, listen. That shit, damn, my nigga, hell nah. That's another level, you know what I'm saying? Like, to have been up in that, nigga. Mm. Fuck, nigga. Nigga, who's with a brand new, what up, nigga? Hey, play a podcast. Nigga, what up? My nigga Brianna, hey, I ain't seen you in a long time, man. Let me see you again, man. It's been a minute. How you been, man? She said it's these crazy white folks. Hey, nigga. Whew. I'm saying, and that's what was fucked up, right? Because we were so like, when we heard about it, right? We was like, all right. We gonna take a guess and see how it go. It was taking too long. The white boy already had it all laid out. He had been in there before the cops even showed up. He was inside with his little phone to my, yeah, I'm covering it. I'm a reporter or a journalist. I'm a journalist. He kept calling himself a journalist. Nigga about to get himself killed. That nigga started shooting again while he was in there. Bah, bah, bah. I didn't see him. They didn't see him. Or he didn't show him on the camera, you know what I'm saying? But you heard that shit, like, while he was in the store. Like, what the fuck? Get your dumb ass out of here. Out, nigga.
Right. There was someone literally laid out in, like, what, the entrance way? Like, I'm talking about dead. Yeah. Like, they was dead.
My nigga, listen. If you pull up to the grocery store and it's niggas outside dead.
I'm not going in the grocery store to investigate. I'm leaving. I'm talking about speeding out the parking lot. I might hit someone on an accident on the way out.
I'm going to be, by the time the police would have got there, all that time it took them to get there, because he was recording the whole time, I would have been at the house. Dang. Like, halfway done rolling my bleeds, like, nigga. Like, there was dead bodies everywhere. Outside, we didn't even got to go in, my nigga. She said, I only said your first name, my nigga. I only said your first name. Hold on. She said, cops take forever every time. Yeah, they took forever to get there. She said, call me by my gun. She's why I lived in Westminster when they shot up the Walmart a couple years ago. Oh, I forgot about that. Never was the same going back. I bet not, nigga. Like, hey. That shit makes me want to start taking a gun with me. I don't want to do that. I feel like I don't have to do that. But now I'm like, nigga.
We have the gun in the car, but it's like, dang, I got to take that? It in the store, too. But I guess I'm starting to think we got to.
Nigga, it ain't like that for me to where I got to keep my gun in the grocery store, my nigga. Damn, Brianna, I'm glad you wasn't at that Walmart that day, my nigga. All right, I'm going to start calling you Bree since she don't want me to use your whole name. What up, Duke Snack? What up, Kia? Hey, that's my nigga. I fuck with that nigga. Adrian, what up, nigga? This nigga shit talking nigga. He said, gotta take your blicky to the stove now, nigga. Man. That shit had my mind like, nigga. Fuck. Quinn, what up, mate? What you going down with the play at? I know your ass probably over there getting buff and shit. Buff ass nigga. For real, that nigga was buff when we was little. That nigga was buff, my nigga. No lie. She said, take it everywhere. Nigga, look. That shit, when I don't want to stay on that shit forever, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Tyshia want to roast this nigga. So, roast this nigga. But, nah, real talk, though. When I'm like, King Supers, I'm like, what King Supers, my nigga? They said the one in Boulder. I'm like, whew. I shouldn't have to worry about nobody unless one of my niggas was out there spending money or some shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, fuck, nigga, it's the grocery store. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to have to think about nothing. I got to get this, and this, and get my ass back to the crib. But now it's like, nigga, I might have to bring the gun. I don't want to bring no gun with me to the grocery store.
It's still sad, like, whether we know him or not. You know? Like, that's just a sad thing. Like,
it's sad. She said, I was on the way there until my homegirls called me, like, they shooting at Walmart. Oh, shit. Nigga, fuck. What the fuck is y'all doing that for? That's some bitch ass nigga shit. Go to the gun range and do that shit.
No, because it's soft targets. They know, like, ain't nobody about to be at the grocery store, at any kind of store, at a theater, at a wherever, a school. I mean, they're not about to be having a gun. That's why they're not going to the gun range. They're not going to places that they know people might have. It's true. You know.
You a bitch ass nigga, man. Like, what the fuck is you even doing that for anyway? Go punch a fucking punching bag, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You want to kill something?
Why you want to kill? So you look high as hell.
My nigga, I'm sliding, my nigga. Bree, hey, we got a roll of bleeds, my nigga. What's that? You ain't been fucking with me, nigga. Let's fuck around. You need to roll something, G. You know what I mean? I didn't used to smoke, but now... Ever since my ailment. I got a good excuse. Yeah. Hey, play a podcast. But shit, what up, little cousin? But yeah, man, so look, all right, so I just wanted to say this because, you know, I don't want to be sad and shit. But y'all niggas, man, at least have something, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I used to have a gun and a knife, my nigga, in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? After I got shot. Oh, yeah. Nigga, like, ain't no fucking way I'm getting caught like that again, nigga. I'm gonna burn the fuck out you, nigga. And if I can't get to that, I'm gonna slice your motherfucking ass. For real. I was not playing. What's up, girl? What you doing, nigga? Yeah, but... damn. So, yeah, man. Y'all keep y'all shit, man. Keep you something, my nigga. Something. At least a little something to get you somebody up off of you real quick if you got to, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Mm-hmm. Getting caught like that. Cause what if this nigga shooting at somebody else? Oh my god, like nigga just fuck, you gotta get up out of there. Oh my god.
Hey, you ain't got nothing, you better try to throw something at their ass.
Cause you do not take guns to the grocery store. For yeah, what?
Right.
Everybody's shopping. We trying to eat. You know what I'm saying? We trying to get all this shit and get back to the crib, nigga. Mm-hmm. Damn. What's wrong? Nah, we talking about the shit where that nigga was shooting at the, at the fucking King Supers, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Damn. You wanna talk to me? Holla at me, man. You and your sister, y'all niggas been missing, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, you know, I don't be chasing niggas, man. I be trying to fuck with niggas, you know? Why you sad? I ain't sad. But I'll get sad thinking about shit like that, because you never know when some shit like that could happen. You know what I'm saying? Fuck a grocery store. That shit could happen at the gas station, the school. Like, it's already happened at schools. Like, this shit, man, fuck that, nigga. Mm-hmm. I don't like that shit, but we had to talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Because it just pisses me off, too. Like, how this white boy, how the hell is there dead bodies in there?
Not only,
and this nigga comes out alive.
But they're not trying to claim him as white. Let's just get that straight.
What they saying?
That he came from another country. I don't know where. I can't remember. But they basically named him as Muslim, you know, labeled him as Muslim. You know, they don't want to take accountability that he is white. Okay? He looks white. Like, so they didn't want to claim this one, you know, but
she said, till Tyshia said, what's up?
Hey girl.
That's so fucked up. Yeah, man, it's fucked up how niggas do that, man. So, yeah, fuck that, man. Y'all keep y'all something, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially if what if they try to come to the park, man? Y'all might have to rent to the car. He might start chasing y'all niggas or something. You might have to, man, get to the car, man. Bust on that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Niggas need to have something. I don't care what the fuck it is. a bat mm-hmm. in your car.
But for real, just try to get you a gun. That's the best thing.
Yeah, if you can have a gun, man, get you a gun, man. What up, big cousin? What's going down? I tell you, the world is so reckless. Yeah, man, it is. It's wasteful, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just killing people. How you just leaving dead bodies in the grocery store, man? What the hell's wrong with you? Anybody trying to see that? The fuck's your problem? Why'd you pick the grocery store?
And they're already labeling it as mental illness. Bloody blah, blah blah. They left. They walked him out with a bloody leg. Took him to the ambulance. But yet and still, when George, what's his name? Bloody leg,
because he shot himself.
George Floyd.
Hold on. What?
Knee on the neck.
Oh, he didn't get that.
He it was a counterfeit $20 bill. But he got killed. But this nigga just killed 10 people.
He definitely killed 10 people, though.
10 people.
Like they were,
he shot a police officer, but yet and still, oh, he walked and too? Killed. Shot and killed.
A cop?
A cop.
This nigga walked tried to out kill a cop and got walked out.
To an ambulance.
But.
Mm-hmm. Did you see how that's they crazy do us?
How did they allow that shit to be,
mm-hmm.
But it's just, we just keep getting slapped in the face over and over, you know what I'm saying? That's why I wanted to say that shit, my nigga. Hold on. Yeah, James Holmes. Yeah, right. We was just talking about that. We got a homegirl in here. I don't know if she might have slid out, but she was just talking about that shit. She said she was in there, in the actual theater. Like, oh shit, nigga. She said, where are we at? Doesn't matter. It's reckless as fuck. Yeah, real shit. He said, what about the fact that if you live by, you die by? Yeah, you feel me? So, and he already did some killing. So he needs to get the fucking repercussions, nigga, right off the, especially how you do us. And we ain't even kill. We.
They brought up his record, and he has already got in trouble before. For what? And he's only 21.
Oh, and he's a young punk.
I don't know specifically. I don't be trying to go into those stories because I'm like, ugh. More like it's too much for my soul. Like, I'm gonna be honest.
You know, it's fucked up. I don't think any of them black people that got killed by the police, especially shot, killed anybody. Now that I'm thinking about it.
No, they're always trying to run for their life. Usually, because they know they about to get killed. Like, it's unfortunate up. For real.
You're absolutely right, though. That's what's sad, nigga. Them niggas ain't hurt nobody, nigga, yeah. For the most part.
Yeah, usually they don't hurt nobody. They try not to be the one hurt.
Damn, my nigga.
But usually end up being the one hurt.
Well, hey, play a podcast. Play a podcast. Fuck that shit, nigga. That nigga better not fucking get caught slipping. Straight up. You better not get caught slipping, my nigga.
He's in jail.
I'm talking about any motherfucker thinking like that.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Because it's niggas that's not going to take that shit. They're going to see your stupid ass going in the grocery store with an AR-15 and he's going to come in right behind you and shoot your dumb ass and kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga. I mean, you know, there's guns that can fold up and shit. You probably get in there without having to. But still, you know what I'm saying? Like, you putting people are getting on alert through this shit. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I don't want to fucking carry a gun in the grocery store. I don't want to do that. But damn, I don't know. I can't say. I might catch a feeling one day.
Yeah.
Like, let me take this motherfucking inside.
That's like that day I forgot my phone in the car. Yeah. Well, I was like, oh, let me just keep my phone in the car. It's not really a big deal. But then the guy starts tripping. Mm. And then he starts yelling. And then he starts reaching for his pocket. I'm like, oh, hell to the knob. Like, I gotta go to the back of the store. I was scared. And I didn't have no phone. Like,
same time she was almost in a damn shootout in that. What was it, a liquor store?
Yes.
Or a gas station. So she said, little cousin, or no, big cousin, we don't live by the same laws. We are even against ourselves. Yeah, that's true too. Niggas is, we hard on each other. Definitely agree with that. Mm-hmm. Said I'm late, my bad. I'm sorry, love, that you were there. Oh no, it's all good, my nigga. It's all good. You get, you know, you come through when you come through, you feel me? Only if you black. No, thank you.
I think she was talking to Sierra.
Full fucking punishment, yeah. I believe. Yeah. But I'm like, nigga, damn. Niggas, we don't. Damn, my nigga. That nigga killed a lot of people. And I'm sure there were some bodies we didn't even see on that video. And you get to live to see justice. Mm-hmm. That nigga Floyd had a fucking fake $20 bill. And, yeah.
Have to suffer for how many minutes?
We gonna see what happens, man. Shit might start boiling up again. You know, $1,400 ain't that much. Niggas gonna be back on the street soon.
Right. People distracted right now. But they said that there was 7 mass shootings in 7 days. Like, that was probably the
this
biggest
past
one.
Week?
Yeah. That's what they said.
Y'all heard about some other shootings and shit?
I heard about the Asians. That got shot, but I don't know about the other ones, but that's what they said. 7 mass shootings.
Damn.
In 7 days, well, look, but it makes look, me
y'all
think.
Keep y'all, what'd she say?
Agenda.
In my Tupac voice, they don't give a fuck about us. You feel me? Real shit, they don't. In my life, you can't trust no one. Yeah, man, and we gotta be careful out here. We gotta watch our backs. Y'all niggas start being on alert, man. Pay attention. Motherfuckers moving erratically or being
especially
too goddamn
black
sneaky.
People, please.
Being too goddamn sneaky, yeah. Pay attention, man. Let's keep our eyes open. Our ears. Hold on, nigga.
Yes.
What the hell are you doing in Chuck E. Cheese and you ain't got no kids?
Us as black people, we just be so, you know, we're not conscious of what's going on around us. Like, we have to pay attention.
Yeah, that's what's fucked up. Niggas be getting caught off guard. White people too, though. Well, honestly, white people, man. I feel like black people are a little more aware than white people. White people,
that's
like, nigga, I'll be standing behind my fucking line for like 2 minutes already, and then I'll probably be like, and then the bitch will be like, oh shit, like, bitch, I've been here since yesterday.
That
did be true. Like, goddamn.
They do kind of just like, cause they don't have to. We kind of have to have a guard up all the time.
Little cousin said we're fucked as a black community.
Yeah.
If it keeps going the way it's going, definitely, because
yeah,
everybody's against us, even
mm-hmm.
us.
Even us. And that's the messed up part.
You know what? I'll be being nice as fuck to black people, especially old black people, but I'll be being hella nice, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just smooth as shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, nigga, I'm not gonna, I don't want to be the source of that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I try to do that too.
Because if I do it to you, you probably gonna do it to somebody mm-hmm. else if you don't do it back to me.
Right.
You know, the negative energy shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Because you never know when someone needs just like a high, a right. positive little, well, we can't see each other's smiles right now.
Yeah.
The mask. But, you know, right. like a smile.
Yes.
Just a,
anything.
You know,
anything, man.
Just lift people's spirits.
Shit, it might keep a motherfucker from shooting up the goddamn grocery store. Okay.
I know.
She said, I'm going to inbox you my number. Hit me when you can. Oh, God. Hit me up, little cousin. Fuck with me, Nick. Absolutely love you and your wife. Have real life conversation. It's so necessary. Oh, God, because, nigga, I've been telling your black ass, come fuck with me, Nick. Yeah, nah, I appreciate you. You know, we love y'all too. For real, for real. It's real, man. But yeah, so, all right. Outside of that, we got to get into this ugly-ass nigga. But before we do that, we got to get into the sponsor real quick. You know what I'm saying? Not a Demore. KnotTedAmore. Check it out on Instagram. Check it out on Facebook. Check it out on Etsy. You know what I'm saying? If you got a baby birthday coming up, take you something with you. You got a little baby shower on the way? Take you some with you. So look, honestly, this is sad too. Shit, this nigga over here ruining his own life.
Right, everything is sad tonight.
But yeah, there's a nigga in the news for being thirsty, man. Pretty much is what. I'm gonna let the wife though. I'm gonna let wifey go. And it's a lot of ladies in the chat. That's what's up. I appreciate that. Look, I'm gonna let wifey do her shit. I'm saying,
what you mean, wifey dude? I didn't even know about this until
I know, but I'm saying you got the woman's perspective of this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to let you give the woman's perspective, and then I'm going to say what the fuck I feel about this shit, because honestly, not a big deal, man. Yes.
It's not a big deal for me. Not a big deal.
I'm talking about for his fans and stuff.
Yeah, his fans and stuff.
It's just, oh my God. I'm going to give this the easiest message at the end of this shit. So, what happened
to this? So, Derek Jackson, are you going to introduce him?
My bad.
He's a relationship guru, obviously. Like, he tells the ladies, you know. Look out for men like him. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, well, we didn't know this at the time, okay?
But he's for niggas like him.
Yeah, but he's like giving advice of what to avoid, you know, how to go about your relationships, you know, all that type of stuff, you know. Yeah. That's what he was about.
And
you know,
he doing it with a little small shirt on. Mm-hmm.
Hey. Yeah, with his little muscles poking out. So it caught the ladies' attention, you know. Mm-hmm. The ladies' attention. We all like, okay, shoot, he's swole and he's committed. That's what we was thinking, you know. Oh, he's committed. He's swole.
You know
too,
what they say,
you know. But
ain't no fine niggas committed, right? That's what the rule is, right?
I don't know. Is that the rule?
Yeah, that's what they say, right?
I don't know.
Oh, well, that's right.
I didn't know that was the rule.
That's what bitches be saying.
If a guy is attractive to me, I don't think that he's committed. Because he has a lot of options, in my opinion.
You think that's the only reason?
Because
options don't really mean nothing. You know what I'm saying? If you're not going to explore them, you can have options.
Hold on, what did you just ask me?
What you mean?
About Derek. You said what?
What did I ask you?
Oh my God.
Shit, I forgot my nigga. I'm slime. She said, you gotta write a point on God. We are like, you know, taking notes to anyone who don't know God, because I'm God, little cousin. Thank you. You feel me?
So, like, with him, so with the Derek Jackson, I just feel like it's not necessarily the cheating. For me, it's not the cheating. It's the fact that he was out here giving the ladies the advice. And I feel like this is a lot of women could relate to this. He was giving women advice about what to avoid, how to, you know, go about relationships and all that stuff. But he's out here doing the opposite of what he's preaching. Okay, like, how is we gonna follow you? Like, women is really out here following you, like Steve Harvey. They was following Steve Harvey with, what was that book? You know, I don't even remember.
Think Like a Man.
Yeah, Think Like a Man. Okay, making movies. The ladies is out here really not giving the coochie out for 90 days. That didn't work. Like, so he's out here doing the same thing. You know, so like the ladies is like, oh, okay. So they're disappointed because they done listened to all this guy's videos. They done try to practice what he's telling them to do. And then they come to find out that he is doing the same thing he's telling them to avoid.
Damn.
Like,
how does that feel? Do y'all feel like y'all been deceived? Swindled?
For me, I don't care. Because... Because I, you know, I'm not going to lie, I listened to some of his videos. I was like,
of course you
let me listen. Like, of course you want a male opinion or whatever. So I listened to some of his videos. But then I'm telling you, when he was like, it was a live he was on, and he was like, oh, I'm having a baby, you know, me and my wife, like, you and your wife, like, what? Because he never mentioned his wife, like, what? I never knew he had a wife, like, what? I'm not saying, like, you know, like,
who is this wife, bitch?
I'm checking for him or nothing. I'm saying, like, a lot of women did not know he had a wife. He's out here portraying, like, a single life. He's over here living like he's single, but he's like giving advice, like, you know, like, so he doesn't never like put his wife out there. But now we know why. He never wanted the world to know he had a wife.
How the hell did he think
that
was
going to work? The girls that was going to be attracted to them, he could swindle them in. come on, girls, come on, ladies, you know, like, kind of attract them, I feel like, in. But I'm like, that was a mistake.
She said that, I think she, those don't even get considered. Right. How you even get pulled into that situation? You let this happen to yourself. Honestly, you should have knew he was married. I don't know how they didn't know he was married. Honestly. I think you jacked me.
No, I did not. Because,
Yeah, but, because I didn't have to get up. Well, yeah, man, look. Honestly, me personally, I'm going to just speak from, hold on. Oh, okay, she's playing. All right, so look. Me personally, I don't think that anybody, whether you're married or not, you know what I'm saying, should really come out and like tell people how to like maneuver through relationships. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's different out here, man. Mm-hmm. You're different, you know what I mean? Like, nigga, there's no way that you're gonna be able to apply your formula to everybody else's life. It's impossible.
Especially right now. Because so many people are willing to, like, accept relationships, like, open relationships, basically.
Nobody's a man, nobody's a woman, everybody's mm-hmm. fucking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, how do you expect?
I don't give advice, honestly.
How do you expect somebody? Yeah, I mean, me personally, this is what I tell people. This is the best advice I feel like somebody could give somebody else. Everything ain't for everyone. Oh, God. I feel like as long as you keep it real with yourself, number one, keep it real with yourself about what you like and what it is that you after and how you trying to live your life, and you keep it real with the person that you're involved with or the people that you're involved with. If you decide to be involved with more than one person, you know what I'm saying? It's easy to do. I don't know why these niggas keep getting caught doing shit that they can just be doing.
Exactly.
It doesn't fucking make sense to me.
This is why I keep asking, like God, why damn. Do men keep cheating when there are plenty of women out here that are willing to live the polygamy lifestyle? Like, they want to live that lifestyle, so why are you cheating? There's women out here that want to be with, like, have other women in the relationship, so I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why this is a hard concept for men to grasp.
Maybe the one he really wants be like, nah.
She don't want
to
do it.
So he got to lie to her and then build the rest of the bitches around the lie.
But as far as Derrick Jackson, he's been cheating. He's been cheating. She said that they've been off and on for 12 years.
Damn, off and on?
Yeah. She said that, you know, this isn't the first time. She said the next time he cheats.
The next time.
Then she will be gone. That's what she said. So this is what
she said 12 years ago. And that's why he's still doing it. Like, bitch, you love this dude.
No. Yeah. So I don't feel sorry for her because
she's been dealing with it.
Because she has already experienced it. She keeps forgiving it. So he's going to keep doing it until she for real leaves. Like, she said she really did leave. But look, she came back. Now he's playing this whole little thing. Talking about found God and all this BS.
Oh, God damn. That's what he did. Come on with that shit, man. Because he was. In the video I saw, he kept being like, you can't do anything without God. You can't do anything on just pure willpower and all this shit. Like, what is you talking about, nigga?
Because, you know, that was her condition. Stop spewing that
poison.
That was her condition. She told him, if you don't accept God into your life, basically, I'm not going to be with you. We can't continue this relationship if you do not have a relationship with God. That's what she said in the live video.
So
I watched it just so I could.
So he just accepted God into his life. In place of all them bitches. All right, y'all. Y'all bitches got to go. God is coming over.
But we just talked about this. I swear, me and James, literally, this Derrick Jackson stuff even happened, we just talked about this, like,
Dominique, what do you do, man?
Putting God, like,
sound?
religion and there's no sound? Putting God, like focusing on God and religion and not focusing on the problem or like your life, like the real situations going on.
Right.
I feel like you're trying to hide something. Like, so we just talked about this.
When you
so,
do all the whole God thing, like God. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she was doing the whole time. And like in the live, he was kind of like using the God thing, so you know he's trying to like make it right because he's trying to like please her with the God thing.
Get in line, okay?
Yeah, so you know, make her comfortable, because you know, to me, she sounds like she might be a little heartbroken. You know, like she, which is understandable. Like, shoot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nobody wants to find out their significant other is cheating.
No.
Especially if that wasn't the agreement. Damn it. We said no.
Yeah, so soon.
No dicks in the house. I said no dicks in the house, bitch. It's dick in the house. It's a dick behind the couch, nigga.
But then the video you show me of him
shoot that
critiquing himself. Like, that was kind of
All right, let me stop.
That was weird.
That was weird as fuck. I'm like, nigga, he didn't even want to talk about it. Stop talking about, well, I don't see any problem with anything he said. But well, what she said. Like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Why are you even doing it like this?
Because he's still trying to, like, deflect off of his actions, you know? I don't know.
Is he trying to justify his, no, I wouldn't say that. I don't know, it was just weird how he did it, though. He was like...
speaking in third person and...
And then him, he just seems... what did he say? He's taking responsibility for what he did. Like,
yeah,
man,
like he's trying to, like, act like he's bigging himself up. Like, that's a narcissist, funny. For real.
Too
like,
funny.
He's bigging himself up after he done caused all this pain and trauma to his wife.
But he didn't talk about how he was sitting there looking like a little boy. Holding on to his mommy's hand, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you, my nigga? For real. Hold on. We got another big cousin up in this motherfucker, though, Nick. Oh, God. What up, big cousin? He said, I need to jump on a speed back, though. Hey. Come through, man. Let's fuck around, my nigga. Get some cuts and shit. Yeah, but damn. Yeah, man, I mean, but you know, my view of this shit's real simple. Like, stop trying to tell people what to do in their situation. Like, you didn't come from where they came from. You haven't dealt with their life. You aren't in their situation.
Right. And that was my biggest thing. Like, we can't judge them because we don't know the boundaries, the standards, nothing that goes on in the relationship. Only they know that.
Well,
right?
Obviously, she's not happy with him doing what he's doing because the bitches is telling on him. Like, if it was nothing to be told.
Yeah, but the women could be telling on them just because they want a piece of fame. He is popular, okay? So, like, women are not just going to just sit back. And, like, this guy is talking about, oh, relationship, this and that. And you're over here cheating on your wife. Like, you think a woman's really about to just let you do that? No. Of course, they're going to bust him out.
You think a woman's just going to let you do that?
No, they're going to bust him out. Like, you know,
said
but...
my headphones, something. My bad. My headphones on somewhere else. Oh, shit. Yeah, man. I'm like, I don't know, bro. People been commenting back. You know, I think everybody can hear. Yeah,
but like,
nigga,
I don't... Okay, no, like, one thing I don't... Like, I don't shame her, though, because I feel like every woman has...
Do you think she's giving that pussy up? Let's talk about that. Because, honestly, I feel like if she was super struck about it, I'm talking about just in pain, I didn't see a whole lot of emotion. You know what I'm saying? She might already get that thing up. Like, nigga, the last time.
But how do we know how many? It's because she said, like, he been did this.
Right.
Okay, so.
Ben gave up that pussy.
No, so that means she's been tired of him. That's what she means. Just because she. No.
No?
It doesn't.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
So.
She might have. she might have, like, went out after him.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying. But
because she just, like, you know how when it first hurts, females, ladies be crying, y'all be, you know, distraught and all that, devastated.
Yeah, so but he done did like, it too many times. Yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm like. She, it's a nigga in the background like, damn, bro. Right, why you keep fucking them bitches so I can keep fucking your bitch? It's the niggas that like to do that. You know, I don't, me personally, I don't like sharing the ladies. You know what I'm saying? It's only one hoe. Man, it's for me. You know what I'm saying? For real. Or for him, whoever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But... Nah, so I can see why niggas, you know, he said, tell him cuz I don't got big cousin. Nah, this shit funny though. You know, it's funny how just the way it's all just happening too. Like, nigga, what the, why? He's still acting like he got control. Mm-hmm. You know, in my opinion, even though you said, so you said the only reason he even did that live is because she caught him lying. The night before on a live, talking about, I didn't even have sex with none of them bitches, man. Them hoes just lying.
Yeah, that's yeah. what I heard.
And she caught that lie. Nigga lying. Yeah, to the people.
Cussed him out, he ended the live.
Because
he said, like, yeah, you know, I stepped out, you know, like, inappropriate stuff. That's what he said. So he never says, like, cheating. He just says inappropriate.
He said he stepped out.
But he didn't have sex. That's what he said on the live. But his wife heard.
How do you step out and not have sex?
Because he's saying, like, inappropriate conversations. Because, like, I seen a video of him, the girl that he did cheat with. Yeah, she sent the video. Like, oh, yeah, what kind of panties you got on?
Oh, he was out there mapping.
Like, he's like, oh, yeah, what's up, blah, 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 blah. What kind of panties you got on? I want to know the color, type, da, 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 da.
He's aggressive. He might take that pussy. Shit.
Well, she said she liked it, and, the sex was great, so.
That's why it's more bitches. She out there telling him it's going to be more bitches than his dumb.
Right. Now I'm like, well, so his wife got more to worry about.
They don't address it to the catchy. It's real shit. There's a lot of motherfuckers out here that don't care, though. That's what's fucked up. And that's what it sounds like. That's why she didn't care to do it. You know he's married. You gonna go suck on his dick.
Mm-mm.
And then you go and tell everybody.
No, he told her he was separated. So he made this whole
still married.
Lie. Yeah, but he said didn't want nothing to do with her no more. Like, they were gonna get a divorce. Like, they're separated.
He didn't have no divorce. That's what I'm saying. Why do females always fall for that stupid shit? That's the dumbest shit in the world.
Because he been teaching them.
Oh, well, obviously, yeah.
He been teaching.
Like, why teaching the fuck would you listen, nigga? If a nigga is not divorced, ladies, he don't need to be in your space. You know what I'm saying? There's other niggas out here that could be occupying your time with some good energy. You know what I'm saying? Making you feel good. Not some nigga who half married and half not, don't know what the fuck he want to do with himself. It's probably why he's not fucking fully fucking married. Because that nigga don't know what the fuck he want to do with himself.
Mm-hmm.
Half-assed niggas always lose, nigga. Always lose. You got to pick a side, nigga. You know what I'm saying? For real. If you're going to get out here, you're going to get out here and you're going to fucking mix it up with a lot of motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen, right? So, nigga, how do you not expect your woman to come across anything at all, ever? My nigga. You can't fucking believe that shit's true. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen, nigga. And now we're learning that there's bitches out here who want to do that shit to you.
I been told you that.
I'm like, just you saying. Thought I was I'm just lying. I'm just lining up the fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, damn. Why? I don't understand why niggas. So this is why it's best to just be like, look, girl, I'm out here. It's a lot of ladies that be on this dick. You know what I'm saying? For real. Or if you fucking married, tell them, bitches, I don't care about that either. Just say it. And she gonna be like, oh, okay, well, fuck it. There's a lot of niggas that be, you know what I'm saying? Like, at least we can keep it real with each other. Or she might be like, I ain't, you know, I don't really mess around like that. I need my own thing. You know what I'm saying? Now, there's no use in lying to get anybody, my nigga. It's never gonna last. Mm-mm. It's never gonna fucking last.
I feel like everybody should keep it honest.
He said Fantasia fell for it. Fantasia fell for it.
I think she got cheated on too, but I'm not for sure.
Yeah, I guess it's been a lot of cheating going on, y'all. Everybody switching dicks and pussies and shit.
Ew.
Everybody doing their thing out there.
Gross.
Honestly, man, that's what I'm glad of. So, you know, I got that shit out of my system for the most part, man. You know what I'm saying? As a young nigga. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know, man. I just... And then the fact that it's like, nigga, you ain't lying to everybody. Literally everybody that fucking sees your videos, you're lying to them.
Mm-hmm.
You're lying, bro.
Right. Because you're trying to make it seem like you're living this, like, holier-than-thou life.
Every last video,
but then you're literally on the behind the scenes, hooking up with women, like just crazy.
I couldn't even look in the mirror, my nigga. I'm so critical of myself. Mm. Part time or full time or seasonal, be 100 though. Do you feel me, my nigga? Like I'm way too critical of myself to be able to be like. Come out here like on that shit though. Like ladies, you need a man that's gonna love you right. Gonna come home when he say you're gonna come home. You gonna do it, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, you know, 6 in the morning. Where you been at, nigga? Like that's crazy.
Right, cause what if it was her?
That nigga might be an attention whore.
That's what I think. I think his pride.
Is that what a narcissist is? What's the definition?
Narcissist.
Let me Google
he
that.
He is definitely a narcissist, for real.
Let's Google narcissist real quick.
He is.
I just want to be clear. Everybody kind of knows what it is, but let's just be 100. N-A-R-C. Okay. Player podcast. Personality disorder, one of several types of personality disorders, is a mental condition in which people have an inflated sense of their own importance. A deep need for excessive attention. I call that nigga an attention whore. Mm-hmm. And admiration. Damn. Mm-hmm. Troubled relationships and a lack of empathy for others. Damn. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? Oh, God, because it, man, you already. Because you already know, man. For life, my nigga. Yeah, that's fucking. Okay, so does that sound like him? I mean, he does like to be in front of people.
Yeah.
You know, he puts on the tight shit. He be like, hey, look at me, baby, I'm sexy. Yeah.
He wants everybody to look at him. And, like, his wife is super. You could tell she's, like, reserved.
She seems, like, laid back.
She's like, I don't want the attention on me. So, you know. And then, too, I feel like just the way she is, like, godly. She's just like, you know, she's not all dressed up and all that, you know, like he'd be trying to perceive himself as. Maybe that was like a turn off for him. So maybe that's why he went up after the other women.
So you think he was cheating because he's not fully attracted to her?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting.
But maybe it was just like.
Egotistic.
Egotistic for sure.
The nigga.
So, yeah. Maybe it was, like, more of a game, being with her. Like, a financial game. Brought some kind of game to his life. But he still wanted to live, like, the player lifestyle. Like, you know?
Just say that, my nigga. There's a girl that'll be your wife and still let you fuck bitches. You just gotta find her, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Just find her, bro.
It don't seem hard nowadays.
The only thing risking with that is she's probably going to be fucking other niggas, man. And, you know, it ain't even really about that. It's just about the fact that you can get sick when other... Because, you know, other niggas, man, definitely ain't going to be as clean as you.
Or females, like, shoot.
I'm just saying. I'm just talking from the male side. Like, you know, these niggas don't be washing for days, bro. And he going to be smashing your girl. Like, ugh! Who had this pussy last?
Yeah.
I think it was fucking Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah.
It's busy being in the garbage can, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nah, let me stop. Not for real, though. That's why I'd be like, it's funny just to see the whole thing. Because then you see what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of like see like one of his real videos and shit.
Yeah.
It's like he does everything the same.
Yeah, he does everything literally that he's telling women to not.
This is crazy.
Go after.
This is
literally.
Why,
literally.
This is why crazy. I like my position. The position I've got for myself in the world. Porta potty. You know what I'm saying? This is why I like my position. Observe. I love to observe, man. You can learn a lot. You know what I'm saying? Especially about what not to do. For real. I learned a lot of shit. I learned not to do a lot of shit through just watching and paying attention to niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Whether it was with the ladies in the streets, whatever. You know what I'm saying? At work. There's just people that just like, what did it say? An inflated sense of their own importance, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So crazy. Yeah, I don't know. It's deep, man. That nigga, he might be like that, or he might really, you know, felt like he was giving some good game. You know what I'm saying? What if he don't feel like none of this is true? I mean, doing what God called me to do.
What? Like be
a whore? Fuck these bitches. Like no, give no, this he's, game.
He's trying to make it seem like he's not trying to do that. Like he got distracted.
He got bitches,
tight, you know?
This bitch is coming out, bro. That's like the nail in the coffin. Like, oh,
no. Not only that, like,
she materialized.
He blocked the girl.
Oh, and he blocked her. Damn.
And then that's when he posted his wife a couple days after.
See, that's why when you put the ring on.
Now he's in counseling and all this.
Counseling. These niggas.
Marriage counseling.
I love you, cousin. I'll tie back in later. On God, big cousin. Fuck with me, man. Y'all niggas be safe, man. I'll be safe in the sack, nigga. But, shit. I don't know, man. It's a lot. Because, you know, I don't like to be on no side. Because I don't know that nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know them bitches. They could be lying. He could be lying. We don't know what the fuck's going on out here. You know what I'm
saying? That's why I didn't get into it. Like, you know, mm-hmm. when it first came. Like, okay, I know him. Like, but I don't care.
Yeah, it's interesting though. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see, like, damn, bro, you really did all that? Like, you, how long did you think that was gonna last?
Yeah, that's why I just thought it was
these
crazy.
Bitches, you know, these females be like
talking
emotional and shit.
Right, and that's the only thing that.
Especially after you put that dick up in them, boy, you pull that white shit up out, boy, that shit gonna be on you after that.
Right, caught my attention is only because, like, you know, I'm like, okay, well.
Be on you.
Well, okay.
You got her shaking and jerking.
Relationships.
You got her doing that.
James.
She gonna be on your ass. And then you ain't doing what she say. Oh, I'm telling. You got a wife? What this nigga think was gonna happen? He probably up there smashing her too. Blah, blah. Let me show you what I can do. Blah. You know what I'm saying? And then they like, oh my God, I love what you could do. You know what I'm saying? And then, damn, bro. He do one thing she don't like. I wonder what he did. I wonder why she came out like that. Or they. How many was it? It was just one or it was more than one?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Well, I'm going to let up off that nigga, though, man. But look, y'all niggas take notes from this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody out here perfect, nigga. I'm be trying to tell motherfuckers how to live their life. You know what I'm saying? Nobody got the key, man. Nobody got the formula. You only got the key for yourself. You got the formula to your own shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. So look. Hey, nigga, what's the Instagram? Podcast. The Twitter, play a podcast. The Gmail, play a podcast. Email, the Players Podcast. Play a podcast. So, wifey, shoot your shit.
You can follow me on IG, TIEMARIE22.
Hey, you can follow me at Truez from the Six, T-R-U-E-Z from the Six. Nigga, that's on Instagram. You can find my other shit through the Instagram. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Well, hopefully y'all niggas ain't out there being narcissistic and shit. Out here fucking all the hoes and telling niggas not to. I don't know. It's a lot of hypocrisy we've been seeing lately. A lot of niggas that be like up a little bit. Like, what? You did that? Damn, nigga. Like, man, you can't trust nobody out here. The rich niggas, the broke niggas, all y'all on that bullshit. That's why I like being a regular nigga. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody say nothing, nigga. For real, I ain't got to have no gold chain on. I'm a regular nigga. You feel me? I ain't got to, you know, be all that, nigga. I don't want to. That just gives thirsty and hungry, fucking dusty niggas the reason to, you know what I'm saying? Try to get at you, man. I don't even bring that kind of attention to myself. Yeah, but appreciate everybody tuning in, though, man. You know what I'm saying? You tapped into the live. We for sure appreciate you. To the Player Podcast. Hey, but check it, man. Y'all keep it smooth. Y'all do y'all's thing. And y'all keep saying, player. Gone. Hey, play it, podcast. Play it, podcast. Hey, yeah.